Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Psalms chapters 93 through 95 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I praise God for each and every one of you who have hung in there with us. We started this journey January 1st. Amen. And it is now August the 2nd. I give glory and honor to God. We are now in the 8th month of the year in this year-long journey. Amen. And we praise God. There's been ups and downs and bumps here and there, but the Lord has blessed us in the midst of all of it. Amen. And He continues to bless. Glory and honor to God Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before You as humbly as we know how, Lord God, thanking and praising You, Lord, for Your mercy, for Your love, and for Your kindness toward us all. Oh, Lord God, we acknowledge You as the only true and living Savior. We acknowledge You, Lord God, as the one who has all power, who is all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent. We acknowledge You as the only Lord, the only Savior, the only Keeper, our only Keeper, the author, the finisher of our faith, the pioneer and perfecter of our souls. You, O Lord, are the one that our hearts cries out for, even those that don't realize that part in them that seems like it's never satisfied is for You and You alone. Lord God, we ask You, fill it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we humble ourselves before You this morning. Fill us, oh God, fill us with Your presence. Refresh us, Lord, in Your spirit even right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we honor You. We honor You, oh God, we honor You. We honor the God of the universe, the creator of all things. We give You honor, oh God, and we give You praise. Lord Jesus, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord God, that everything that is because of You. Every blessing that we have, it is because of You. We thank You, Lord God, the life that we have, it is because of You. We thank You, Lord, our ability to awaken on this morning was because of You. Our hearts still beating within us is because of You. We don't have control of all these things, Lord God. If we did, some of us, Lord God, would take away our breath, and some of us would cause our hearts to stop beating, and some of us would cause our hearts to beat for years and years beyond the time that You have sanctioned for us to transition. Oh, Lord God, but I come against the spirit of suicide and homicide this morning in the name of Jesus. I just felt that as I begin to say it. I come against them. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. God, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Bind it up, oh God, so that it cannot move and it cannot do what it intended, to take a life. Oh, Lord God, but I speak life into the spirit right now, life into the atmosphere. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. Oh, Lord, I thank You this morning because every life is valued by You. You love all of us with an everlasting love, no matter what we've done, no matter who we've loved, no matter what we've seen, no matter how much we did and how much we didn't do. You love all of us. All of our lives have value. And I give You honor today, Lord God, that one, Lord God, that was thinking about dismissing their own life. Lord God, I'm asking that You visit them right now in the name of Jesus. Let overwhelm them, Lord God, and overcome them with love right now. Overcome them with Your presence and bring them back from the brink right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that one that was planning to stop the ministry, the one that planned to give up because it seems too hard, because everyone has been coming against them, because their reputation has been marred by the enemy. Father, in the name of Jesus, envelop them right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God, send a refreshing of Your Holy Spirit, oh God. Send a refreshing, a mighty refreshing, oh, Lord God, and give them a word, Lord God, directly from your throne. Encouragement, hallelujah, directly from you, oh, God. Visit your servants on this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, because we'll have none of that. Hallelujah. Life in the name of Jesus. I speak life in the spirit, life in the atmosphere right now in Jesus' name. Life in the spirit, life in the body, life in the mind in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, change the landscape, Lord God, of our brain, of our thought patterns right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, sometimes the brain is misfiring, Lord God. Sometimes the chemical composition in our bodies, Lord God, has gone awry. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring back homeostasis. Bring back equilibrium into the spirit and into the body, into the mind, Lord God, into our strength. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord God. Destroy every yoke, Lord God, and every obstacle that has come against us, Lord God. Peace in the name of Jesus this morning. Peace in the name of Jesus. Peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let us receive deliverance as if we're drinking water this morning, because truly your word, your spirit is that living water. Oh, Lord God, that wells up out of our bellies. Let it flow, Lord God, out of our bellies and up out of our mouths. And we speak, amen, a living word, a word of life this morning, Lord God, a word of peace, a word of hope in the name of Jesus. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, everything that's not like you, Lord God, every ancient evil that has come against us to destroy our purpose and our destiny. Lord God, bind it up. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Bind it up, oh God. Oh, Lord, take the power out of it, Lord God, and cancel every assignment of the devil over our lives right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the devil over our lives right now in the name of Jesus. We are free, hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. He said that we could have that we ask. Hallelujah. He told us to speak, hallelujah, glory to God. He told us to make our requests known before him, hallelujah. He told us to pray without ceasing, glory and honor to God, hallelujah, glory and honor to Jesus on this morning. We give him glory and we give him honor as we go forward in the reading of the word, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for breakthrough this morning. We thank you for miracles this morning. We thank you for healing this morning, Lord God, this day, Lord God, whatever the time is, wherever the listener is, Lord God. For me, it's morning. For them, it might be afternoon, Lord God. For some, it might be evening, Lord God. But whatever the time of day, we praise you, oh God, for breakthrough. We praise you, oh God, for healing. We praise you, oh God, for a refreshing of your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be encouraged by the power of God right now in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving in your life. He's moving in your circumstance. He's moving in your relationships. He's moving in your finances. He's moving in your community. He's moving in your family. He's moving in your ministry. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you do not leave us comfortless, but you come. Hallelujah. You have come, Lord God, that we are comforted on today. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, lift up our heads, Lord. Lift up the heads of each and every one of your people up this morning. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You are our avenger. Oh, Lord God, and we glorify you on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, open our minds and our hearts as we go forth in the reading of the word this morning, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us knowledge. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding, oh God. Send forth revelation directly from your throne, Lord God, and give us understanding and a word to go forth through this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and take us even into our tomorrow, wherever we find ourselves in our tomorrow. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're coming from Psalms 93 through 95 this morning. Amen. And we give honor and glory to God Almighty because he is worthy of all the honor, all the glory, every accolade, hallelujah, that we can send forth into the heavenlies. We offer it up on today, hallelujah, because God has been good and he is good and he's in control of everything. And although sometimes our circumstances don't feel good and it doesn't look good, it has to have a good outcome. Amen. Even if it is that we are free of all our sins, that is a good outcome. We are free of those that have been tearing us down and tearing us apart. That is a good outcome. Hallelujah. We are free, hallelujah, of all those things, hallelujah, that had come against us in any way. Those are good outcomes. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes what we might think is a good outcome and what God knows is a good outcome is a different thing. But we ask the Lord this morning to change our minds. Give us the mind of Christ. Help us to put it on as we read scripture and as we gain understanding of the word of God. We're asking him to help us to put on the mind of Christ so that we understand as he understands, so that we do the things that he would have us to do, so that we see the world in the way that he sees them and sees people in the way that he sees them. You know, the Lord sees each and every one of us, and he sees what is within us, not necessarily what we have done or what we're doing at the time, but he sees our potential. He sees who we are. He sees his beloved when he looks at us. He sees his beloved. Glory to God. Even when we have been wretched, the Lord looks at us and he sees his beloved. I'll give glory and I give honor to the Lord on today. Bless each and every one of you. We're reading from Psalms 93 through 95 on today. Glory to God. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ears, shall he not hear? He who formed the eyes, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who sees man, he who teaches man knowledge. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help,
my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense, and my God, the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my works. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is the people who go astray in their hearts and do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 93 through 95 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord, hallelujah, bless, amen, every word. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and also the doers of his word. Amen, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. As the word speaks in the chapter 95, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are this people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart as they did in the wilderness, as they did when the Lord brought them out of Egypt and they dwelt in the wilderness for 40 years. Don't harden your heart as they did in those days, because the Lord is looking to bless and to prosper you. He's looking to further your life. He's looking to bring forth out of you that you were destined to do. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord today. Let us come and worship him and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. Hallelujah. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. There is no other way to the Lord except through Jesus. Amen. And he is pursuing hard after each and every one of us to correct us, to get us to come, first of all, and then to correct us, to realign us as we become misaligned. Hallelujah. He realigns us. He keeps us in right fellowship. He repositions us from time to time, redirects us. He restores us. He revitalizes us. He renews us. Glory to God. He regenerates us. Hallelujah. 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 Let us come into his presence today with thanksgiving. Let us come into his presence today with a yes on our hearts. Let us come into his presence today humbly, asking him to wash us and renew us and revitalize us. Oh, Lord God, give us revelation from on high. Hallelujah. Lord God, and make us completely yours, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Say yes to the Lord today, a resounding yes within your heart. of heart, a resounding yes to the will of God, to the gift, hallelujah, that he has given to the whole world. This gift was not just for a few. It was not. It was for everyone, for the entire world, for all of existence, all of humankind. This gift was to all of us, not just a select few, not just your grandma, not just your mom, not just your neighbor, not just the lady down the street, not just the Jews, not just the Gentiles in the East. Glory to God, but to all of us, every single one of us, this gift of salvation through Jesus Christ is for us all. Amen. So that we will be back in the place we were always intended. I know you've heard me say it before, and I'm going to say it again. We were always, always, always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. Amen. With the creator of all things. We were always intended to be in relationship with him. Well, Jesus came and he gave his life and he became sin for each and every one of us, though he knew no sin himself because he was fully God and fully man. He came that alienated relationship that we had with the Father could now be healed and we could be back in our place once again in right fellowship and in relationship with God of the universe. That was always his intent. Amen. And he's calling each and every one of us back to our place, back to our place of relationship, back to our place of right fellowship with him. He's calling your name today. Your name. Can't you hear it? He's calling your name today. He's calling you back into right fellowship with him. He's calling you back into realignment with his spirit. We have relationship today because of the Lord. He's the one. He's the reason that we have relationships with others. The relationship between a husband and wife emulates the relationship between the bride of Christ and Christ himself. He's showing us these things. We were always intended to be in right relationship. Amen. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved and he shall be returned, reestablished, and that relationship shall be healed. Hallelujah. That's what salvation is. It's a renewing. It's a reviving. It's a regenerating. Hallelujah. It's a bringing us back into right fellowship with our Maker. Glory to God. And it keeps us from the death to come. Amen, and gives us the benefit of heaven, hallelujah, of joys that are unspeakable, amen, of things that we are that are so great and so grand and so luxurious and so wonderful that we don't even have words for them, nor has it ever even come into our imagination. The Word of God tells us that he has things laid up for us, amen, that we could never even imagine in our heart of hearts, and he's calling you today. Back. He's calling you back into that relationship that we were always intended to be in. Amen. A relationship with our Maker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no other name given among men under heaven except the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only name we can be saved by. It's the only one. Amen, who will come when we call and actually fill us with his spirit and seal us. Hallelujah. Seal. So when the Lord looks over his people, he will see his seal upon us and allow us to enter into his glory. Hallelujah. We must be sealed. And we can only have that seal through Jesus Christ. And even if you don't understand all that, amen. Your life needs this revelation. Your life needs, hallelujah, this salvation. Your life needs this deliverance. Everybody needs to be loved. And this is the love of all loves. Hallelujah. It is. Call on Jesus. He answers. Call on Jesus and turn away from your sin. Amen. Turn away. Repent. It means to turn away from those things that you've done, not to do them again. Never to do those things again, knowing that those things would cause displeasure in your relationship. We don't do the things that cause displeasure in our relationships because we want to keep our relationships. That's why there are boundaries and there's borders in our relationships. Amen. And we don't do those things that would cause harm to our relationships because we love and we don't want our relationships to be harmed. It's the same. The same is true with our relationship with God. We turn away from sin. We repent. And he fills us with our presence, and we move through our life and with him leading and guiding us. He does the work. He leads us, and he guides us. We just have to follow his lead. Amen. And we put away those things that would hinder our relationship because we love, and we don't want to hinder that relationship. Call on Jesus. He's knocking on the door of your heart even right now, waiting for you to answer, waiting for you to open the door. Amen. He is a gentleman, and he won't bombard his way in. He won't knock down the door. Amen. This is a free will gift. He has given it to you. It's yours already. Your name is on it, but you have to receive it. Receive the gift of God on today. Let us come and sing unto the Lord. Let us come and worship and bow down. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as they did in the rebellion, as they did when the Lord delivered them out of 400 years of slavery. They hardened their hearts against the Lord. They turned away from him. But today you have a like opportunity because sin is slavery. And today the Lord is delivering you out of that bondage. Amen. And he is offering you all of himself. Receive it. Hallelujah. When the God of the universe has the offer like that, who would turn it down? Who would turn it down? An offer of dwelling with the God of the universe. Oh, Lord, and yet many do, and yet they did in the wilderness. But don't let it be you, because the Lord has things stored up just for you. Amen. That you will love. Hallelujah. And that will make you wonder why you waited as long as you did. Jesus said he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Let him do it for you. Amen. His name is Jesus. Call on his name. Repent of your sins. Bow your heart before him, and he will seal you with his presence. Amen. You will begin to speak in other tongues, even as they did in the book of Acts. Read Acts chapter 2. Amen. Read that chapter. Amen. It's the Lord kept his promise. Amen. To that 120 in the upper room, he said he told them to wait, to be endued with power from on high. Amen. And they did. He told them that they would be filled with the Holy Ghost. He told them that he would not leave them comfortless. He would come to them. Amen. And he kept his promise. He kept his word. The Lord is not a man, amen, that he would lie. Every promise in the word is yes and amen for each and every one of us. But we have to receive it. Receive Jesus today. Amen. Let your heart give a big resounding yes to him and put away all wickedness and let him lead and guide your life. Let him lead you into all truth and all understanding. Let him lead you into all revelation. Let him show you, hallelujah, the things that you didn't understand and you couldn't see. Bless your heart and your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. I hope you'll continue to join me in this journey as we go forward in a year in the Word. Amen.